Welcome back to it here on a Wednesday. It seems that the leader of the Michigan Senate, a Republican, Mike Shirkey, says that the governor, this is from sources close to the senator, that she lied about the boat fiasco. The governor lied about the boat fiasco and then tried to cover it up and then went with the failed joke storyline, which failed miserably. Nobody believes it was a joke, because if it was, why would you stay on hold for several minutes waiting for the owner of the company to get on the phone and say, hey, do you know who I am? I'm married to the governor and I want my boat out. Yeah. Alex, anything? Is that a no? I can't see it. All right. So we'll wait for that. But just interesting that the governor of Michigan, one problem after another. One problem after another. It's one scandal after another. First, they go out and hire a Democratic operative firm to do contact tracing in Michigan. That's a big scandal. Then they actively target white men to get them out of the state police to bring in more minorities, and lawsuits come down. And then you have the boat incident. You have the incident with Cherry Hill Health, Cherry Health in Grand Rapids, where CBS News faked the whole deal. And when Cherry Health, the PR director there, refused to accommodate a Joe Biden event because they're a nonprofit and can't do that, can't be involved politically, that person got fired. This is all under the governor's watch. All of these things going on, and it's a comedy of errors. But as you look at the way things are coming together, we just heard from Sarah in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is open and free now over the objections of the Democrat governor, which means people there have the power to make their own decisions, right? The Supreme Court there overruling the governor and making it possible for them to go to work and do what they need to do. As a result of that, Wisconsin people slide toward Donald Trump, I believe. In Michigan, more so. Because the governor picking winners and losers here and elsewhere, the governor is picking winners and losers, who's allowed to be in business, who is not, who gets to go through, and who becomes bankrupt, all at the behest of the governor, is outrageous. And so if you missed this story in Michigan, let me share this with you. The governor now, this is how far she's willing to go to make sure the peasants do as they are told. Undercover sting operations targeting golf course owners. This happened in Williamston. Dave Mahaney owns the Brookshire Inn in Williamston, Michigan, right outside of Lansing. He's been there for going on 35 years. And, of course, selling beer to golfers is part of what you do. It's seasonal. It's only for a few weeks and months in the summer, of course, and it's part of the revenue stream. Well, with restaurants shut down, that takes that out of the mix. And then you have the bar shut down. That's taken out of the mix. Of course, all the weddings and special events you have planned at your banquet center, those are taken out of the mix. Golf was taken out of the mix by the governor weeks ago and finally put back in place, but you couldn't have a golf cart, so that's taken out of the mix. Dave has a special tiki bar type setup behind his restaurant for summertime activities. That's out of the mix. And selling beer to golfers is apparently illegal because you might have close contact between the staff and the golfer, which is unbelievable. At any rate, going to the phone lines now, Hogan Gidley is here, Deputy Assistant to the President, Principal Deputy Press Secretary. Hogan Gidley, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Oh, it's great to be on. Thank you so much for the time. Sorry I'm a little bit late today.
That's okay. We only have a couple of minutes, so I want to get right to the headline, which is the president and his team working on lowering the cost of insulin. This is big news. It would normally be really important because millions of people are affected, but of course the mainstream media ignores it in pursuit of who knows what. But tell me what this is all about.
That's incredible. You know, a lot of these groups obviously argue with each other constantly, and the president came in there and made a deal between some of the distributors, some of the manufacturers, some of the pharmaceuticals, and said, we got to get this done for our seniors. You're talking millions of seniors saving on average of $450 a year. This is $35 for insulin now. at the max level. They're going to be able to look at new plans that will include the $35 rate starting in October. So all next year, it looks like they're going to see much better prices. And that matters for so many reasons. You know all the complications that go along with diabetes. It massively affects this country in so many ways. And insulin has been so expensive. And so the president really wanted to step up and make sure that, in addition to lowering drug costs, which is something you know we hadn't seen in 50-plus years, he's done that already. He wanted to specifically hone in on insulin. He did that, and it's a really big success for this country and for our seniors.
It affects millions of people, like you said, Hogan. And the point is, it's just another example of work getting done that gets no attention from the New York Times or CNN or whomever because they want to sit there and hammer on the president and blame him for the COVID-19 pandemic or whatever it is they do. But a lot of important things are going through that affect Americans, real Americans. In this case, people with diabetes, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, these are the types of decisions that, you know, it's less to be a part of this administration because these are the types of things that actually affect real Americans and real people. And in this particular instance, with diabetes being prevalent in this country, it's like two-thirds of Medicare patients are going to receive this. I mean, it's a really, really important victory for them. It saves them a lot of money, and hopefully as they begin to budget, they can figure out, you know, baselines for the upcoming year. They don't have to worry about expanding costs or insulin that's just gotten out of control. They know exactly what they're going to be paying for it. It's up front. They see it, and they don't have to worry about that price getting way out of their budget moving into the next year.
Absolutely. It's big news, and again, it's another example of things that get done that the media should cover. But they just don't. Hogan, I'm sorry, I'm up against a hard break.
Why cover that when you can cover nonsense like Powell's injury, you know?
Absolutely. I'm up against a hard break, Hogan. We'll have to have you back again soon. Thank you so much. Hogan Gidley, Deputy Assistant to the President and Principal Deputy Press Secretary. Quick break. You're on the Steve Gruber Show and in the No Panic Zone.